all artists, local or not. The selected artists will then develop a logo using specifications set forth by the Arts Committee for a payment of $500. The deadline to be included for consideration has been extended to October 31st. Okay. I'm not going to read the rest of this stuff because we got more important stuff to talk about.
We got live stuff here.
Yeah. All right.
So, Nick.
Yes. Hello, Jackie.
How are you?
Good.
For any,
hi.
Anybody who doesn't already know, Nick Beery owns Beery Media, which is a filmmaking endeavor. And he has made many movies, and he also is the curator of the Century Center Cinema.
Yes, indeed. And it's interesting, you just mentioned Saludos Campe playing Sunday over at the Open Eye for the mm-hmm. patio opening. Mm-hmm. The leader of that group is Eric Leith. And Eric is a friend of mine, and he is actually going to be playing the grand piano at the Century Center tomorrow night for our special Halloween film.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a blast. We're showing the 1923 classic Hunchback of Notre Dame.
All right.
Notre Dame. And it stars Lon Chaney. It made him a star. He did all his own makeup. He did all his own stunts. It was heralded as the biggest film of 1923, opened at Carnegie Hall.
1923, wow.
It ran for 6 or 8 weeks on Broadway at a theater. And
really?
It is a classic.
Huh.
And they have found, thankfully, some missing scenes for 70 or 80 years, and they've put it back together.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Didn't they call him the Man of a Thousand Faces?
Yes, he was the Man of a Thousand Faces. Right. And his two most famous films were this one and
Phantom of the Opera?
Exactly.
Yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
Well, wasn't he the Wolfman, too? And
well, actually, that's Lon Chaney Jr.,
son.
Which, dare I say, was a far cry from his father.
Oh, that's right, because those films had dialogue. Yeah.
Yes, and so he was the silent film star, Lon Chaney. And so anyway, Eric Leith is going to improvise an original score. He's watched the movie at least twice, I do know that. But he's going to sit down at the grand piano. They have a lovely grand piano on stage mm-hmm. at the Century Center. And watch the film along with us and play a score. He's done it twice before for us for two Buster Keaton films last season. And it's almost standing room only. We've had well over 100 people at the Century Center at both of these events. And it really is the highlight of the Century Center Cinema series, I think, is the silent film. Because mm-hmm. where else around here can you see a silent film?
Yeah. With live music.
With a live piano. It's,
yeah.
It's so
have
much better.
Have you ever
better.
Done Valentino?
Well, we're going to.
Oh,
I would imagine
great.
That over the course, I try to do two silent films per
right.
series.
Mm-hmm.
It runs 8 months, and it's only once a month. And so we'll do one in the winter,
mm-hmm.
one in the fall, and then one in the winter.
Right.
And so we have that maybe online for next fall, a year from now.
Great, great.
So I'm very excited about it. Eric Leith, while we're on the subject, actually, scored a short film that I did this year called Veronica Always. And, again, did a fantastic job. And this short film has been accepted at many festivals around the world. And I'm very excited to say that just this month it won its first award.
Wow.
That's so cool.
That's great.
It won Best Family Film.
I thought you were going to say it won Best Score.
Well, because of the score and because of everything, it won Best Family Film at the Secret City Film Festival in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
It's a beautiful film.
Neat.
And it's a pretty prominent film festival, so I'm honored and very excited. That,
and it was all filmed in Carrboro, right?
It was all filmed in Carrboro. Actually, Al's garage next to the car wash, Caroline Car Wash, has an old, somewhat abandoned parking lot.
Somewhat abandoned. That thing has been there since I've been in Carrboro.
What do you call
it's
that?
Don't get me started. It's not attractive, but you made it look attractive.
That was
the
whole
movie.
Point, was to take an area that was kind of run down, an old carport, and make it beautiful for a young woman. I won't give away the whole story, but for a young woman to go and dance and have her privacy and fantasize that she's a famous ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
And the score that Eric wrote is just simply beautiful, and it enhances the film so much. I hope to show Veronica Always in my series. But I also have it submitted into the Carrboro Film Festival, so maybe we'll see it at the Carrboro Film Festival.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident we will.
I hope so.
I mean, it's a great great little movie.
Mm-hmm. How long is it?
It's under 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's a short. It's about 9.5 minutes, and it's a nice little story. And thankfully, we have a wonderful community of filmmakers around here, and I pulled a lot of my friends together to make this, and a few others this year. We've been really going gangbusters making films.
So tell us about some of the other movies you've been working on.
Well, this year I'm actually have made four films myself. I made Nightlife with Melissa Lozoff, who runs Movie Makers and is an actress. Mm-hmm. And I made Veronica Always, that actually stars John Wilner, who's the executive director of the Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an actor, and he's a wonderful New York type stage actor, and I hope to put him in some other films.
Mm-hmm.
Then I made Boy with the Wet Thumb, and that is an experimental short, which is only 4 minutes long.
Now, you write these whole things.
I do write these, right. And I direct them and edit them.
Uh-huh.
Boy with the Wet Thumb made its premiere down in Pittsburgh at the Chatham Arts 100 Mile Sustainable Cinema Series last month, and that's pretty cool. What is the other one I made? Oh, I Love My Girlfriend, which is actually at Sundance right now. I'm going to knock on wood that it will get accepted, but I am expecting a rejection letter. But you can't, you know, I'm going to be rejected if I don't try.
So, no is the answer you always get if you don't ask.
Exactly. And so the other thing is I'm also, this year, have made a couple films for other folks. And a friend of mine, Anita Mills, who's a potter up in Hillsboro, wrote a story, and a friend of mine, Todd Tinkham, and myself adapted that film and shot and edited this into a short film, and it's a gorgeous movie, and that was a wonderful experience to work with Anita on that film. We're finishing it up right now. Should be out in the festivals in the next couple of months. Yeah.
Great.
Nice.
So it's been a very busy, productive year this year making movies.
Yeah, you've made a lot of your own movies this year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually,
do you ever do
on
any kind of work with, if somebody hands you some film that they've done and they would like it made into something that looks halfway decent? Do you do that kind of stuff?
Well, I am an editor for hire,
right,
if that's what you're getting at. And people will bring me productions that are already in various stages.
Uh-huh.
And I will take them and assist them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they aren't editors. They're writers, or they are directors. Mm-hmm. And they want me to take the film and do the post-production along with them, where maybe I'm the technician with some input, and they'll sit with me and say, I'm looking for this kind of feeling, you know, this kind of emotion.
Right.
And I'll digest that and hopefully turn it into something.
That's great.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There is an abundance of talent around here, as you know. You can't throw a rock without hitting an artist, and filmmakers are artists as well, and it seems like there's more and more around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the area is just growing. So
well,
exciting.
I just started a show beginning of September called the Carborough Book Beat, and you say you can't turn around the corner without finding somebody who's written, if not short stories, then a book, and it's...
Yeah.
That's going great, because that's the arts,
cool.
too, and I was pushing it, but we're booked up with people coming
I'm sure
in.
You are.
Yeah.
I just did a 5.5-minute profile for the Orange County Artists Guild, and as you may or may not know, I mean, they're right here in Orange County. There's thousands of artists, and I think there's about 60 or 70 artists that are part of the guild, and they're having their open studio tour next month.
It's actually 85, I think, this year.
They have 85 artists?
Yeah, the number really went up a lot this
cool.
year.
Well, I was very fortunate to be able to produce this piece, which actually is online if you Googled it. But the point is, I was able to talk and meet with all these artists.
It's on their website, too, now, isn't it?
It is. It's on the OCAG. I think it's called openstudiotour.com. I know that's their website.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to. That's
but that's coming up the first 2 weeks of November, and I highly recommend people to go out and, you know, check out this art, from wood lathe bowls that are just gorgeous to pottery, painting, photography in styles that are not digital camera styles.
Mm-hmm.
These are just amazing works of art to so many things that I can't even, jewelry. I mean, it's just amazing.
And
it's
in
being
fact, followed up the first two weekends, I believe, in December for the Chatham Artists
right,
Guild.
Right,
exactly.
Open Studio.
I'm glad you brought that up, because they are actually doing the reception tonight at the Arts Center for the Open Studio Tour. I forgot all about that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, this would be a good night to go over there.
Yeah.
Go there tonight.
Because all the artists are over there. A lot of the artists are over
wonderful.
There.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to pop over.
Yeah, I'll go over there with you.
Okay,
sounds
good.
I was going to stop by there.
And tomorrow night, go to the Century Center Cinema. It starts at 7 o'clock for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And watch this movie the way your great-grandparents did. You know, mm-hmm. you have a live music accompaniment.
Can you? That's just so wild. I can't imagine.
He brings it to life. Eric really brings it to life. It's only $4, and you get free popcorn, free sodas.
We're not supposed to say prices.
Oh, you're not supposed to say. I don't know if it costs or not.
It was so funny that remember when the woman from talking about the movie Four.
Yeah. Shalini.
Yeah, Shalini. We were dancing around the prize.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a great one, Matt, last month. That documentary was so beautiful. It took the Vivaldi's Four Seasons and went to four corners of the globe with very accomplished young violinists and Iceland, Paris, New York City, Japan, somewhere in Japan. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous film.
Now, and tell us, this isn't the last. What's going on after this month, as far as upcoming movies?
It's every month, usually towards the end of the month on a Saturday night. Century Center Cinema is going to have go all the way through April, and the rest of the series I'm going to post real soon. Citizen Kane, Casablanca.
Really,
I'm going to do an evening called Short Stand Tall, which is a lot of short films by regional filmmakers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw one or two of mine in there, some of my buddy Todd Tinkham's, a few others that are just fantastic by area and regional filmmakers. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great night. I'm going to have as many of the filmmakers actually there to do a Q&A, and so they can answer questions, talk about the filmmaking process.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
And like a little mini film festival.
Film festival, only 2 hours. I'll probably show 5, 6, 7 films, and we'll talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I won't tell you how much it is, but it's about the same amount as tomorrow night's film.
Which we never mentioned.
Which we never mentioned, right, exactly. So a full slate of classic, independent, foreign, silent films is what I show at the Century Center.
So when we want to find out what to find out what the schedule is, how do we find it?
CenturyCenterCinema.com.
Okay.
Very easy to find.
Yep.
And if you have any questions, my email's on there. My phone number's even on there. You have suggestions for films you want to see down the road, let me know.
All right.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on,
The Red
on,
Shoes,
Nick.
Moira Shearer.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's great.
Good
great
call.
Movie.
Okay.
I'll look into that.
Okay.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. Anybody has news they want announced here on our little radio show, just email jackie@carbro.com.
And listen up Monday through Fridays to the West End Report, 6 to 6:30. We expect you back next week.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carbro Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carbro's own